3 new fires in the Matanuska-Susitna borough were sparked over the long weekend. Yesterday, fire crews were called out to 2 fires in the Palmer area. Despite the area being under a burn suspension, both of the fires were human-caused on private land when residents chose to burn debris piles. Forestry crews from Palmer responded to those fires, which were declared contained. Crews responded to the 3rd fire found that it was caused by a smoldering holdover from last year's Sockeye fire. Sarah Sarlos, a spokesperson for the Division of Forestry, says firefighters quickly responded.
We got a call about a smoldering area that was deep in the interior of the old Sockeye burn, and our engines responded. What they found was an ash pit that apparently has burned throughout the winter. And they took action and declared it out within the first hour of them being there.
She says this is the first holdover fire from last year's event, but it's not uncommon for fires to smolder that long.
One of the things that happens with our fires, especially when it's burned in the black spruce with the deep moss, is that the fires can burn really deep into that organic matter and coal up, if you will, throughout the winter.
Fires have been known to hold over for even longer periods. A fire on the Kenai was sparked recently by the 2-year-old Funny River fire. A wildfire near Eagle River on Friday was fought by both the Anchorage Fire Department and Division of Forestry crews. Sarlos says it is under investigation.
The fire was human caused by suspicious means. So currently we've put an outreach out to the community if they had seen anything suspicious during that time frame to give us a call here at Forestry, and we would and follow up.
Sarla says the Eagle River fire was burning in an area that is not known as a place where people camp.